Our first scripture lesson today is from the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verses 12 through 18. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again, for Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. That was absolutely beautiful. One of my favorite hymns sung to one of my favorite tunes. Very nice. Thank you. We haven't mentioned it anywhere in our liturgy explicitly, nor is it printed in our bulletins, but today is Transfiguration Sunday. This is the day in the church calendar, the Sunday in the church calendar that precedes the season of Lent. And so our scriptures this morning are stories of transfiguration. And as we listen to these familiar words, this familiar story from the Gospel of Matthew, our invitation is to hear these words and allow them to transfigure and transform us. "Six days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. And suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, 'Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, 'This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him.' When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, 'Get up and do not be afraid.' And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, 'Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead.' For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, and for the word within us. Thanks be to God." Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. The words you just heard in Hebrew to a Jewish community would be just as familiar and just as automatic to them as our Father is to us. All they need here is Shema, and the rest comes flowing. Hear, Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. These were the first words that Moses spoke to the people of Israel after coming down from that mountain where he was swallowed by the cloud and the fiery atmosphere. And then we read in our gospel lesson this morning that while Peter was speaking to Jesus and telling him all the plans that he had for Jesus and Moses and Elijah, his capital campaign, if you will, we'll build you a church here, we'll build you a church here, we'll build you a church here. Right in the middle of all of that, it says, while Peter was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." You could probably paraphrase that and say, while Peter was going on and on and on and on, a voice came from heaven that said, "Shut up, Peter, and listen to Jesus." Hear, O Israel, listen to Jesus. It appears to be the one thing more than anything else that God wants us to do. To listen. To hear. To hear what God has to say to us in our life's experience, to listen to Jesus in the encounters we have with others. It has really been God's hope from the beginning as we read our scriptures. And what happens when we hear God? What happens when we listen to Jesus? I don't know about you, but I look around and I see a world that's filled with so much evidence of what happens when we don't hear God and when we don't listen to Jesus. Because in our scriptures, when we listen, we hear words of respect for one another. We hear words of love and compassion. We hear words of justice and peace. We look around our world and we are bombarded with so many things that are totally counter to that. Listen to Jesus. Hear God. Now, how do we do that? I can't help but think of the simple little formula that I learned as a child, and maybe you did too, and maybe it's still taught, I don't know. But what were you supposed to do when you approached a street you were crossing or a railroad track? Three things, right? Stop, look, listen. Those three things, if we just apply those to our lives, especially in this cacophony of point and counterpoint that's going on around us, if we first just stop. Jeff alluded to that in his comments to the children earlier. We don't have to put everything we think on Facebook. Every thought that we have doesn't need to make it to our tongue or our fingertips. We need to stop. Take time, sit quietly, contemplate, think about the things that are going on around us instead of constantly just reacting. Stop. Look. Look around us. See exactly what is our context. Where are we at any given moment? Who are the people in front of us? What is the situation we are in? Stop. Look. Look around. And if we take some time to look at our context to see what is actually appropriate, what is the best thing to say or to do within this particular context in which we find ourselves, look around and then listen. Listen to the voices of other people. Listen to what is being said by the people around us. Listen to those who have different opinions. And in order to listen, we have to be quiet. It's hard to listen and talk at the same time. It's hard to listen and be formulating what the next thing you're going to say will be. We need to truly listen to one another, listen to others. And there's this strange mixture of listening and looking, because sometimes we listen with our eyes. We can hear what's being said sometimes through our sight by circumstances in front of us. And along with listening is hearing. Hear one another. And get away from the idea that just to listen and to hear, to truly listen and to hear, doesn't require you to actually accept what you're listening to and hearing. I hear so often after a conversation, somebody says, well, they didn't even hear me. When actually what's being said is they didn't agree with me. We can be heard and not be agreed with. But giving one another the dignity of listening and hearing is very important. And we seem to have lost that. We seem to have lost the ability to stop and look and listen because we are so frantically reacting to everything around us. And when God says, hear, and when Jesus says, listen, the things we should be hearing and we should be listening to are the things that are all around us. We talk about paying attention. We are called to pay attention to the things that are going on around us. What is the evidence in front of us? So many of us, we just take for granted what we hear on the radio, what we hear on the television, what we read on the internet, without taking time to really look at the evidence and listen to people who are knowledgeable about these things. Perhaps that's one of the reasons we're caught in this whole web of truths and half-truths and outright lies that are flying all around of us. Because people have the feeling that you can say anything you want. Nobody's going to take the time to try to verify it anyway. This whole dynamic of listening and hearing is so important to us as human beings. It's so important to us as a community of faith. It's so important to us in our relationship with one another and with God. And when we do listen, we hear the words of what we have come to call the commandments. And the summary of the commandments, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament with Jesus, are love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, your everything. And to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. If we could just keep those simple things in front of us and begin to listen and hear, our world would be a dramatically different place. I was thinking of a lyric from a song from a few years ago by the writer and singer Don McLean. People of my generation hopefully remember Don McLean. If it's not familiar to you, Don McLean's the singer-songwriter who wrote American Pie. Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. That's Don McLean, okay? Well, he had another beautiful song, and the song was called Vincent. And it was about Vincent van Gogh. And even though it was about Vincent van Gogh, these words from that song are so appropriate to what we heard in our scriptures this morning. And it goes something like this. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. And then right at the end of the song, he changes it just a little bit and says, they would not listen. They're not listening still. Perhaps They never will. Will we ever listen? It's the very first thing that God wants us to do. Just listen. Amen. I have learned to truly love that hymn. There was a time when I thought, oh, that hymn is all about a detached God, a God that's immortal, invisible. But then I started actually paying attention to the words. And the hymn is talking about the mountains and the clouds, and that God is in all of life. And that in the end of the hymn, God is not hidden at all. It's only the light that hides God. And light is all around us. If we only stop and look and listen to what's going on around us, we can begin to see and experience the world in ways that perhaps God intended. Hear, listen. As we enter this season of Lent, let us make this a season of paying attention. Let us make this a time of listening to Jesus instead of constantly talking about Jesus. Let us make this a journey that follows Jesus instead of worships Jesus. And if we do, our lives just might be transfigured. Amen.